Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lord, I love to sing your praise.
Lord, I love to sing your praise.
I'm so glad you're in my life.
I'm so glad you're in my life.
I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross.
Good morning. Thank you for listening to the radio program. It's brought to you by the members of the Main Street Church of Christ. We meet at 240 West Main Street in Mount Sterling, Kentucky. We meet Sunday mornings, 10 o'clock, for a two-hour period of worship. And also we have a Bible study Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, for about 1 hour. And you can visit our services anytime you would like. Also, you can go to our church page, mountsterlingchurch.com. In Matthew chapter 7, Jesus would say this, Verse 13 and 14. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. So Jesus says there are really two ways. One way is a broad way, and it leads to destruction, and many people will go by that way. The other way, he says, is a difficult way. The gate is narrow, and there are going to be few who find it. Heard a song I'd never heard before on the radio by George Harrison entitled Any Road, and he wrote this shortly before his death. And the point of the song is this. If you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. Let me say that again. If you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. A road is simply a way leading from one place to another. It's possibly a pathway. And the journey of life is sometimes described as a long and winding road. And the choices we make along the way are so important. Robert Frost's famous poem, The Road Not Taken, talking about a traveler who comes to a place where there are two roads that diverge in the woods. And he can't travel both of them, and he can't see very far down either way to what lies ahead on either road. So it's a good poem reading, only about 20 lines. But the point is, whichever road we choose, or the driver in this case chose, he could not see too far ahead. We cannot see past, really, the present as to what will happen. So why not choose the road less traveled? Why not choose the road that Jesus talks about in John chapter 14? He says in verse 1, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself. And where I am, you will be also. And you know the way to which I am going. And Thomas said, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have also known my Father. From now on, you do know him, and I have seen him. Question is, which road to take? The broad road or the narrow road? If you've decided to take the narrow or the difficult road, if you've entered in through the gate and Jesus is the gate or he is the door, if you have entered into Christ, then you are walking a highway of holiness. This is prophesied over in Isaiah 35. Isaiah was looking to a better time than the one he was living in the future. And he said, and you can read the whole chapter 35. It's not long, 10 verses, but verse 8 says, a highway will be there and a roadway. It will be called the highway of holiness. The unclean will not travel on it, but it will be for him who walks that way, and fools will not wander on it. No lion shall be there, nor any vicious beast go up on it. They will not be found there. But the redeemed will walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord will return and come with joyful shouting to Zion, with everlasting joy upon their head. They will find gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. Israel had an opportunity to return. God gave them that out of captivity in Babylon. And no doubt for many it was a wonderful scene to come. But we, who live many, many years past that time, can look at this verse, and we can also look in Revelation chapter 21 and 22 and look forward to a time when we have the end of the journey. If we have walked on the highway of holiness, the end will be wonderful. We'll be there with the redeemed, there with the ransomed, there with those who have everlasting joy, theirs who find gladness, and the sorrow and the sighing will flee away. So, those who decide to enter in have done so by the way of the cross. That's a song we sing, the way of the cross leads home. The old rugged cross, when I survey the wondrous cross. All of these songs remind us of what the Apostle Paul said when he said, I preach Jesus Christ and him crucified. As painful as it sounds and as painful as it must have been for our Lord, it was necessary for someone to take my place, to die in my stead, that my sin might be forgiven, that I can enter into the joy of the Lord. One of the things that you'll learn to do, that I'm trying to learn to do, is to learn to pray. So once you've entered in by the narrow gate and you're on the difficult road, one of the things that helps us on this difficult road is to have access to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Jesus spoke a great deal about prayer. The Bible is filled with verses of Scripture that talk about prayer. And at Main Street, we've been studying about prayer for about a month now, a little over a month. And we are going to try our best to make our prayers more effective. Now, the Bible talks about many subjects that you can pray for. And what we are trying to do is we are asking members to list some either individuals or some particular subjects they would like prayer on. And the Bible says that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And we're looking in the book of James. We're looking at many passages of Scripture about prayer. Are you concerned about our nation? Are you concerned about our leadership? How people are acting in the United States of America? Passage of Scripture over in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. This is King James. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. We need to be praying for our leaders, for our nation. Another passage of Scripture in Psalm 145, verse 18. The Lord is near unto all them that call upon him, all who call upon him in truth. You see, God does not hear the prayer of those who are not walking in the truth, as Jesus said he was. He hears those who are his children, those who have been born again of water and the Spirit. Isaiah 55 and verse 6. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Jesus, in this same Sermon on the Mountain that we just looked at briefly, Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks it shall be opened. These are individuals who are asking in faith, not wavering. Those who are convinced that the Heavenly Father hears them. The Bible says that be careful for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. I was told a long time ago, and I believe it's true, anything that you worry about, you should pray about. Because the anxieties that come upon us, we need to cast our cares upon him, for he cares for us. Hebrew writer says in Hebrews 4 verse 16, let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Not only do we call upon our Heavenly Father in times of need, but we are to give thanksgiving to him for the good times that he's blessed us with. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man avails much. James chapter 5 verse 16. The wisdom that we seek is the heavenly wisdom. And if we can have this wisdom, it will help us to understand maybe a little more fully some of the things that are frankly a mystery to us. Why things happen the way they do? How does time and chance work in the operation of a benevolent God, one who is all-knowing, one who is all-seeing, one who is, like I said, he is omnipresent? The Lord wants to give good gifts to his children. And there's no question that the greatest gift is his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. There are prayers that we're going to pray for people who are physically suffering. There are prayers for our young people who face such challenging times and hear so many voices. We're going to pray for grandparents who are raising their grandchildren, all the help that they need. We're going to pray for those who have fallen away, those who were once faithful. And we're going to pray that they might be restored, they might return to the Lord. We're going to also be praying for those who have been diagnosed with illnesses that there is no cure has been found. And yet we pray that they will find peace and comfort from knowing that God has prepared a better place, that the outward man is perishing, but the inward man is renewed day by day in the Lord. We're going to pray for young people who are thinking about being married, who want to engage in this most wonderful of all relationships, and how they can prepare themselves for marriage and how they can have the Lord as being a part of their marriage. We're going to be praying for wisdom for the leaders, not only of our nation, but of the church, the elders of the church, those who are to lead the flock. Those are the shepherds of the sheep, and pray that they might do so in a way that they bring many faithfully through this journey of life, that their faith does not waver, that they will be faithful unto death, that they might receive the crown of life. We're going to be praying for our role in evangelism, not only here at home, but abroad, because there are so many requests that people have for aid in speaking the truth, in reaching as many souls as possible. So one of the things that you'll be asked to do, and you'll want to do, if you choose this narrow road, this narrow gate that leads to this difficult road that leads to life, you're going to need all the help you can, because a narrow road means it's easy to fall off of it if you're not careful. The broad road is not like that. You really can hardly fall off of it at all, because it's all leading to the same place. And so therefore we ask people and we ask ourselves to choose Christ. Choose to be a Christian. I don't know the accuracy of this, but I was told that there was a very famous atheist. And he was asked the question, where would he like to live? He said, I'd like to live surrounded by people who have the same values that Christ taught. I thought that was kind of interesting. Maybe a denier that there is a God, but yet on this earth, where is the best place to live? Think about Lot. He chose and pitched his tent towards Sodom because it looked like a wonderful place to live. But the ungodliness of that region caused God to destroy the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities round about it. It's hard for righteous people when their neighbors are ungodly. So choose the way that Christ offered. Paul again said, you know, I'm preaching Jesus Christ and him crucified. To the Jews, it's a stumbling block. But the Greeks, it is foolishness. But to those who are being saved, it is the power of God unto salvation in Jesus Christ. Appreciate you listening to the program for the Main Street Church of Christ. This is Giz Towel. Thank you.
When I walk through the door, I felt his presence. And I knew this was the place where love abounds. For this is a temple Jehovah God abides here. And we are standing in his presence on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground. And into his presence, and I found there is joy beyond all measure. At his feet there is peace of mind, and it can still be found. If you have, I know he has the answer. Oh, reach out and claim it, for you are standing on holy ground. We are standing. Jesus, now.
FM and AM 1150 WMST Mount.